Welcome to the 400 Club Rooftop Talk. We got your boy Ye. I blame Ye is the room. Hey Chris, how you doing? The title is Do Women Talk Themselves Out of Marriage? That's the conversation we hear a lot of men. A lot of women say that they talk themselves out of marriage, they talk themselves out of sex. We hear a lot of things like that. So that's my question. Good morning to the room. Let me pink up. We're just starting this morning. I'm wondering if it's a lot of other people that opened up, but I do need my team to come in here. Hey, Unicorn, good morning. A little bit.
How are you? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Oh, I don't know why I pinged Simplord ass in here. He'll never get a ping from me again.
What happened with him?
He was in there talking that crazy stuff with that.
Oh, that situation.
Yes, very disrespectful. So, what do you think about this title right here? Because we hear everything on the men's side, how men talk them things out of a lot of things, but this hit it. Hit a light bulb in my head when I was sitting and listening to a conversation, and I heard someone mention this. So I was thinking, is this a real thing? Do you believe it? And how does it happen?
I do believe it. And I think that the dynamic of the checklist and the list of demands when you meet someone is a slippery slope. Because I think having... Hey, Rico! I think having standards.
Hey, Unicorn. Yay.
Hey. How you doing this morning?
Chilling.
Look who's down in the crowd, Rico.
What's that?
Say hi. Look who's in the crowd. Say hi.
Who's in the crowd?
Ashley.
Oh, Ash. What's up? Oh, I was looking at Crystal. I'm sorry. I was too, taken by Crystal.
Distracted. You were a little distracted.
Smile.
I like the way you kiss me when we're playing the kissing game.
Okay, what are we talking about?
I was saying I think a list, having standards and having a list of demands is a little bit different. And I think women go wrong with the demand thing.
Don't say demand. Demand is going to be a curse for a woman to hear that stuff. Demand, obey. Those words.
Yes, I'm aware.
Women hate those words. Yes, they hate those words. Yes.
Well, I think it's perfectly fine to have standards. I just don't think you can demand what you want from someone. You have to find someone that fits the lifestyle that you want. That, you know, like, and women. I've said this before. Like, I think women spend so much time micromanaging in the beginning. They don't really know the guy because they don't let him. To give him space to be himself and then make a decision on who, whether that is a fit for them. I mean, even from the first date we were talking about the other day, yay, like get out of the way, let him plan it. Don't even say anything. Let him show you what his life looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a struggle for a lot of women.
As they want to embed themselves in this person's life at the same time, too.
And they want to shift things. So, like, if he wants to go to Applebee's, right, let's just say, like, I know Applebee's is a curse word, too, but, like, if he wants to go to Applebee's, right, let him plan a date to Applebee's. Go on the date. Let him show you what his life looks like. And then make a decision. Spend time talking to him. Getting to know him, I mean, like, really doesn't matter where you eat, right? Like, just trying to get to know somebody. And then if that person is not, like, a good energetic fit for you, then you know. But if you're micromanaging from the beginning and not letting him do him, you're never really going to know.
Yeah, I think we're moving too fast in this conversation. The title is, Do Women Talk Their Way Out of Marriage? So marriage... it's under the assumption we've already passed that phase. We've been seeing each other for a while. You're looking for a commitment. You're looking for me to say that you're the woman. We like everything about each other. That's not in question. You like me, I like you. Mm-hmm. We've been rocking. But now where is this thing headed? What are we going to do? Like, am I going to be this or that? I'm kind of in this gray area. Like,
as my mood swings back and forth, it's not because of
anyway. So we, that's
my story. Rico singing this morning. So, what's going on, Rico? You had a good weekend.
He got some nook nook. You know, so it's anyway, been about 30.
So we're looking at this thing is where are we? We're like we doing a status check on our relationship is what it comes down to, an assessment. And I think what happens is that women's pride and ego, it gets the best of them. Because you're waiting for me as a man to like come forth and bring this to you. I think you have to vocalize what you want. You need to sit that man down at some point and say, hey, take him out. When y'all going out, say, babe, I want to take you out. Like, go out, eat. Because y'all already a couple. So this is not going to be uncomfortable because y'all say, hey, man, you know, I need to ask you, what do you want? Like, I'm a woman. This is what I want. I like you. I love you. I really like you. And I'm just trying to see where are we. So you could get some hard answers about where he sees it. Like, just listen. Because this whole, like, thing, like, hoping the best thing happens, thinking that we end up somewhere. I don't think that it works well. I think that the information that they want, they don't want to accept it. Like, or the information that they may receive, they're in denial of it. Look at what he says. And then he knows where you're going. This woman wants to be married. She wants to be engaged. So now the ball is on me. Either I'm going to take that step forward and do it. And if I don't, if that's really what you want, then you got to be able to say, you know what? I like you. I care about you. I even love you. But I can't sit around if you're not going to give me what I desire. You got to be willing to pack it up, too. You got to be willing to cut that thing off and dip. But that's I don't know if they talk their way out of it. I just think the information is being distorted on both sides and it's not having clear communication about where we're at moving forward.
Okay, so if you say they don't talk them they were out of it. So, but we're there. We're right there. We're almost at the finish line and we're having conversations and stuff like that. And I'm still trying to figure out, hey, are you going to be the one my long time life partner, whatever you guys put in the middle because you guys got so many different goddamn names and stuff like that. And then, you know, already I have the ring and everything, but I haven't presented to you yet. And at this point, I'm trying to see what your response is going to be. Let's see if you can change a little, some of the things that I had a problem with. And if you're willing to change that without me saying, okay, I'm about to propose. Without her knowing about the proposal, will she change it? Because if you tell about the proposal, 9 times out of 10, you're going to see a shift in attitude. Do we agree, disagree?
So yeah, so I'm gonna use me because y'all are my family.
I begin to take the long way home.
Anyway, so I went and got my ring. I went to my jeweler. I got the ring right. So I got the ring.
Top of the morning, man.
It was on layaway. So now I propose this. When you start talking this to me, and this is where it went wrong. She started talking entitlement. She started to talk like, this is what you owe me. Like, this is, before I could even get there, which I was going there anyway, the entitlement thing came up. The family, like, what is he going to do? What's and what? So now, like, I'm back in the corner now. I feel like, okay, y'all pressuring me. Like, I was already headed that way, but y'all wouldn't let me get there on my own. So now it's like, I started to back up. Like, okay, like, is this something that I'm doing because this is what I want to do? Or are you doing this because this is the expectation of you to do? And once I started having that judgment, I started like waiting a while, letting things like play out. And every day, if I listen closely, I begin to hear like more so, this is like about me. It's not about us. It's about what I think I deserve. And when you start to hear that, then I pulled all the way back and was like, you know what? I'm not. I still gave her the ring. Like, I don't know where it's at now. I haven't seen it around. She got like a little safe that she keeps. I don't know, but I wish she would have sold and gave back half of my money. But the bottom line was that I think that men, a lot of men, yeah, I'm trying to get you to see, is they don't do it wholeheartedly because it's what they want to do. They want to do it because of what society and expectation is telling them they should do. And even though they might be making a mistake, I think they go through it anyway. And I don't want to do that.
Right. So my thing is, even with the influence of social media, around, this person should be strong enough to be like, you know, don't change. And that's how I feel. Like you just said, that person literally just talked himself out of a marriage. So you still gave it a ring to see, you know, I don't know why you gave it a ring. I wouldn't have given it a ring the first
time. I was like, yo, just, because I was like, here. He's like, I didn't even want to explain it. I was so like, at that point, I was so like, you know what? This shit is crazy. Like, I was like, I had it made for her. So it already had our names in the band. It had everything. My jeweler made it. So it was like, it wasn't really like I could do anything. I had it in the box. I had it on layaway. I had it made because I had already knew what stone she, like the setting. I had already knew all this stuff. So I had it done for her. Like it was her finger size. So what was I going to do at that point? Like go back to him with it and be like, nah. So I just was like, hey, it's yours. She wore it for a while. But then she end up like taking it off. I don't know where it's at. I don't know where it's at.
Well. I was in a similar situation, and I took the ring and I gave it to the pawn shop, and I spent a few grand on it. But I was like, oh no, like you can't. You're not gonna walk around with this shit on your finger, like. And then, you know, at the same time, doing. The opposite. No, we're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't give it to her. I mean,
but that's a mistake I made, though, Ye. I also thought that her value to me, this is where I was miscalculated, was the amount of the ring. Like, to me, I was really trying to say, like, because I've seen other women's wedding, like, it's not no shot. Like, whatever, and I think whatever make you happy. But me, I was like, yo, I'm going to go over the top. Like, I'm going to go all the way out to, like, so she can, like, when her friends see this stone, they gonna know Rico ain't fucking around. Like, that's just.
I didn't
like,
spend that much money. I spent a lot, about like $5,000 on it.
Yeah, but it was
the thing,
was like
the thing
nine.
Is, I spent. Oh, so I ain't back.
A
nice little.
My jeweler was
nice
in the
SIBO
building in Miami. So I don't know if you know about the SIBO building. They got like can pick. You can pick like the housing. You pick the and then like the stones are individual. So the stones, and then you just basically you know, like me. I knew the guy. I've been dealing with him forever. So he was like, "Hey, Rico. Like, I'm going to give you this deal. Like you always been good with me." So I just put it on layaway, bro. I gave him like $4,000. I just kept paying on it. So I'm like, yo, you know, eventually I got it off. You know what I'm saying? He put it in there. He said, I'm like, yo, this shit. To look at her finger with it on, you probably would guesstimate it to be about 15 bands, maybe more. But the stone was so clear. It was VVS, flawless. Mm. So I gave him like, yo. But I'm like, yo. It ain't even about the money I lost. It's just more so like the idea behind what I was doing it for. It wasn't pure. Like, I didn't feel like it was pure. So I don't want to be one of those people that come back on the app and be like, yeah, I was married for a couple and it didn't work. So I just like, yo, the ring, like whatever it means to you. Like, but I just think the ring, not it don't matter. It's like the significance behind why I'm choosing it.
You mean on the contrary, the reason why I bought this ring and I'm working hard to pay it off. My trade, my energy I'm using for it, that's what makes the thing to ring special, because I'm doing it to make you happy. Some women will say, oh, I don't need a bigger ring and this and that. You know what I'm saying? But indeed, women love to walk around with a big ass rock on their finger. Walaikum as-salam to Allah. So you get what I'm trying to say? So it's still, to me, that still matters. I had bought a $2,500 ring. Dollar ring, and then I said maybe she wants something bigger. I got something bigger, but still got the result that I didn't think I was. Well, I ain't gonna lie. I did know what was gonna happen when I did that, because I already fucked up, and my dumb ass was like, you know, tried to see if she, like, you know, she'll still budge on it, but I got turned down.
I wouldn't give her another ring, though, Yay. I wouldn't even advise her to wear that ring, like, for work, or like, I wouldn't. Uh-huh. I think she should insure it. And like use it for like a black dress type of ring, like when you go on a search. I wouldn't even like. I'd rather just got her like a couple but like to wear it every day. Like the ring that I was going to use for that was just going to be like, it's not. I don't think women should use those for everyday wearers. It was more like to like wow her, like, you know, like when she does step out, like if you want to like start talk like getting crazy. But I wouldn't, because if you lose it, you damage it. Something happened, like you could get robbed, like literally, like I wouldn't want no woman to be out there wide open like that.
Yeah, hey, peace. Per the
What's
topic,
on,
peace. ain't shit, man. Prototype. And yo, yeah, I went to the Diamond District, and I got the diamonds separate from the band. Like, it was a whole project, and I enjoyed the process of picking out the ring. So anyway, yo, per the topic, do they talk their way? Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, they talk their way out of the, like I listened to, let me tell y'all something, man. Like, yo, let the OG talk, man. Like, I've seen some things, man. I've been in love. I've had my heart broke, all that done, all of that. Right. And so y'all know I ain't no bitter Bob and shit. Cause it's just too many dope ass, beautiful, powerful fucking women in the world. So yeah, but when I talk to women, man, you know, I met women that tell me, oh, yo, I want to date with intention. I want to be married. And then as I've gotten to know them, like, I don't give them no feedback when they say shit like that. I'm like, word? Oh, okay, all right, cool. Then I spend time.
Why do you think that's like something like a bait for you? That's the reason why you start like ignoring
probably.
It?
Yeah. Because you know, I know, like, me getting married and all that, that ain't nothing no big deal, right? So this station, just being single this period in my life, because I've always been a long-term relationship and man, all that shit. But at this stage of my life, I encounter women who they see what they see, and so they think that, you know, putting that marriage shit on the table is gonna like impress me. But I go by their fucking actions and spending time with them, and I find out a lot of them just ain't marriage material because they are harboring fucking influences from social media, you know, outside sources. They not focus on what's really like what the real glue is in marriage. And those women that I would marry, they tend to be real organic with their shit, and it's a different flow, and you do want to marry them. But yeah, women definitely talk and their behavior is contrary to marriage like a motherfucker. I'ma tell y'all straight up, yes, they talk about it. They out of it. Yes. So that's my contribution so far.
So when you think about the title, right, you're thinking like, okay, this is well into the relationship and stuff like that. So we're not even talking about just the beginning. We're talking about well into the relationship. And I did mention earlier the influence of social media at the same time can damage, you know, what you have built and or her attitude. So like that, her attitude that she had prior in the relationship that y'all built. Following me, and that is crazy to me because once you're in a relationship, not after the marriage, after the proposal. Following me,
okay, that's why y'all so after rings, okay, yes. got it, okay,
right. So even after the proposal, you start to get influenced by everything and everyone else. Let's don't put everything on social media, right? Let's be real with the people that surround you that's influenced you. Towards you, so you start listening to them, not knowing that these people don't really want to see you happy because they probably haven't reached that height to be in a relationship when it comes down. Well, in a marriage or stuff like that, or be in an engagement. You following me? So it's like, okay, this whole thing that we built, you just throwing it away. The man is sitting. I'm sitting back thinking, or the man is sitting back thinking, like, okay, we're gonna make this happen. Let me just go. I mean, it's a testing thing. Everybody get angry at that word. Testing, but hell, if you're gonna try to spend the rest of your life with someone, you need to really see what they really think deep inside. Following me? If that makes sense, you want to really feel see if they lost that love that they had for you previous. If the respect has changed, and you want to, it's like a review. Okay, let's not compare this to a job. Let's not compare this to a job, but you know, it's like a review. I mean, am I right or wrong?
I got you. Like, once you get engaged, they could disconnect, cause us to be disconnected from it. Absolutely. Yeah, either way, the beginning, the middle, it could happen. And it's not just social media. It's the consumption. I want to identify some. Social media could be very powerful. Like, we on this app enjoying the technology that comes with social media. It's it's toxic content that motherfuckers is consuming. That's what it is. People are consuming toxic content, and they build these false narratives that ain't even reality, and then their shit just falls apart.
Okay. I want to highlight this off topic. Welcome to the 400 Club Rooftop Talk. I blame Ye. And the title is Do Women Talk Their Way Out of Marriages, right? See, this is a podcast, right? And the thing is, I don't need 100 people on the stage. I just need people that's going to make valid points, that's going to talk, that's pretty good at having a conversation, a mature conversation when it comes down to the title. So you guys don't have to like bring a lot of people up. This is good enough for me. So if anyone else wants to speak to the title, we can have this conversation. Like I said, it's the environment of a podcast, so I would like to have an organic feeling of a podcast and not craziness and chaos. This is not Friday. I'll bring you chaos Friday on Friday, and today is not Friday. So we can have this conversation. What do you guys think about the title? Anybody could jump at any given time. It's okay. It's okay with me.
It's a dope topic. This shit gonna fill up. It's 8:54. So you figure people gonna be at work. The 9 to 5 is gonna hit there. They're gonna clock in, sign in, do whatever they do, log into their computers. And then I think this room is probably gonna last for the remainder of the day. I don't know which intent would, but this topic right here, you probably gonna have to do a 1, 2, and 3. Do women talk their way out of marriage? So yeah, this is definitely bubbling. So don't think the volume right now is indicative, but motherfuckers gonna find this shit. They're gonna come right in. I promise y'all. Made me come.
I'm ready. I'm ready to see, you know, spinoff rooms and stuff like that. Of course, though. So I had to tuck that tucked away.
Talk your shit. Talk your influence.
And you know, I'm not gonna be
shit.
Here. I'm not gonna be here.
Talk your influence. Shit, that's the floor. I heard that.
I'm not gonna be on this topic. I'm not gonna have these rooms open for too long. I like that. Keep my rooms short at times. If it happened to go long, cool. But yeah, I see people on this, and I appreciate that, Rob. I really appreciate them. And you always been a day one, you know, a supporter and a respectful man. I appreciate your brotherhood. Nelson, I see you came off your mic. What do you think about the title? What about the conversation that we had previous?
I'm wondering if you mean before or after the marriage, because if you're talking about after, I filed my way out of that marriage. It wasn't talking.
Well, let's talk. We're talking after the engagement.
Okay,
you're almost
so
there.
Like
you're almost
they,
to the finish line.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
You're almost there. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that. Yeah, a woman can easily. And all it takes is a really bad argument. Or some type of disrespect. So yeah.
A really bad argument.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if we were to go past. We get past the finish line. We're married, and we have a really bad argument. Are you going to divorce me too?
Well, you're not.
I'm telling you, this is what men are thinking at this point, and that could be one of the reasons why you talk yourself out of it. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense to you.
Well, yeah.
You didn't know, sir?
Yeah. So, yeah, so definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, you can definitely talk. Yeah, definitely. You talk your way out of marriage.
Did you ever do that before? If I get a little personal.
Do what?
It's okay. Did you ever talk your way out of a marriage?
I fought my way out of the marriage.
Well, that you was already married.
I've been married,
so that's
divorced.
Like, yeah. What is this? Verbal cheating. Oh,
yeah, but Tesla. I'm sorry, yo, Nestle, you had to talk first, and then you took the legal action of filing. But there was a conversation. There was some conversation before that. You ain't just get up and go file for it, right? There was some type of disagreement, some type of long term talking that took place first, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
There
was
warning after warning.
There was so see how you framing this shit though. Warning. So was you communicating or was you like? So there's a bit difference between. Warning, like, see that right there, you see, not, and it's not directed to you. Some women feel it's their duty to constantly correct a man, tell a man what a man wouldn't do, like instruct the man on how to be a man. And when he doesn't fit that, because a woman could never tell a man how to be a man, right? That right there, her duty is to warn him. Her duty is to like, to do that type of shit. Yo, man, straight up, like, yeah, ain't nobody, no dude checking for that shit. Like, why would I be with a woman that's constantly trying to shore me up and check me and all of that shit? Like, fuck, nah. Like, so use that word warning, and that's a trigger word. Man.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it depends on what the partner's doing. In my case, he wasn't fucking me. So if I'm telling you, hey,
oh damn!
If you continue,
that was unexpected.
If you continue, if you continue to not be intimate with me, I'm gonna leave. I'm miserable. You know, I didn't sign up for this. And he just says, you know, okay, and nothing changes. And then you find out that he's, you know, trying to talk to other women. Okay, all right, I'm gone. So that's to
me. Wow.
To me, there, yeah, it depends on what it is. If it's petty, like what Robert is saying, like somebody trying to tell a man how to be a man, then yeah, okay, yeah, that's disrespect. But if it's something where like the partner's not meeting your needs, yeah, it's you warn about, you know, okay, this is something that's important to me, and you ignore it, then yeah.
Oh shit, I didn't know you was in the group, brother. Like I'm a driver. Listen, my people, my type people, I am driving 18-wheelers, though. Make sure y'all hit my boy Mac.
What everybody else doing? What Unicorn doing? What Rico doing? What Animal doing?
Oh, shit.
He's top of the top. Top of the top, man. Move. It's a good day. The sun is shining. Wassalamu alaikum. The sun is shining. I'm drinking my coconut water. Life is beautiful, baby.
Life is beautiful, baby.
I used to think him and Rico was the same person.
What?
I just want to say, Mr. Nelson, I have a question.
Jazz, one of the.
Well, hold on. I heard Jasmine come off of the mic. I don't know if she was going before you.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Yeah. People talk simultaneously.
So I think women do talk themselves out of marriage. Yeah. Is my service? Because I'm driving.
No, you're good.
I was going to say, yeah, I do think this is coming from a person that's been proposed to a few times. I ain't going to lie. That's not a flex, by the way. That's not a flex. Please don't take that way.
First-hand experience you're giving us right now.
But I have talked myself out of a marriage before because a part of me was scared, nervous. I didn't know if I really wanted to marry that person and be with them for the rest of my life.
Damn.
You know, there was like little tiny red flags. But I think a lot of women do talk themselves out of marriage, whether it be the engagement part of it or marriage itself, because what ends up happening is women go into relationships depending on the age that they're at, and they're automatically like, yeah, I'm 35, I have to get married. Like, if me and you are dating, we have to get married. Like, that's the first thing that comes out of their mouth, not realizing the person that they're dealing with. Like, these people do not know how to be friends with one another before they actually become intimate with each other. There's a lot of things that come with the marriage, like, and I think that's the biggest challenge as to why a lot of people either get divorced because they never really knew the person. Look at in the pandemic how many divorces happened because they actually started spending time with these people 24/7 and started feeling like they couldn't stand each other. So I think a lot of people tend to not really realize and notice the person that they're actually married or wanted to marry. They're marrying each other for other purposes and not for actual love. And that's why things aren't working out.
Yo, you know how many women told me they going to test drive the whip first before they get married?
And that is a reason for them for that situation to go south. Like, that's one of the reasons why they talk their way out of marriage. I've heard that before, though. Make it curly. Yeah. Let me see where you come
from. No, they fucked
I think they should,
it.
Though, bro. Like, I could have a limp dick, little dick, and all that. Like, I could hate my daddy. You heard? Yeah, test drive this whip, baby.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Before you drive it off the lot.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
That's like going on vacation with a guy that you never slept with. Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't. I just feel like there's certain things you should not be doing. I definitely think somebody should be intimate prior to marriage. I understand there's a lot of religious purposes that you shouldn't do that. But, like, my mom, she married as a virgin. My mom and dad were in arranged marriage. They were married for 25 years, and then it ended up didn't working out. Why? Because it was an arranged marriage. They fell in love with each other later on, but they weren't really truly in love. They just were pushed together. So I feel like, for that, yes, I need to make sure that you can suck and fuck right, respectfully.
Let's bring it back. Whoa, I don't know. You guys do that. So let's go back. Okay, I don't know if people are freaky in the morning time. Let's stop it. So Unicorn, you said you had a question for Nusta, but my thing is, we're talking about before you get married. We're not talking about after you get married. Test driving a whip. If you want to get serious, if you want to get technical, all you have to do is see if it gets hard or not. That's all. You don't even have to fuck that person. So let's go back to what. Let's go back to the title. I don't know if you was going to run it back, point it back towards the title or not.
No, I'll let you turn it back. Go ahead, turn it back to the title.
Yeah, well, yeah, because yeah, that's past. Like you know, you already got past the finish line.
And so you're saying the engagement phase.
Yeah, I want to make. Yes. I just want to say one thing. I think the women that we say they talking themselves out of marriage. I don't look at it that way. I think that's God working. I think it was meant to be that way. Like I think that was like divine intervention. You wasn't meant to be my wife. You didn't talk your way out of it. Just this way it was meant to be. Because if you were truly who I was supposed to be married, it would have came to pass. It's not. I think that we like to look at it that way because it feels better. No, she didn't talk her way. That's just who she truly was. And really, you dodged the bullet. That's really what it comes down to. You dodged the bullet. And you should be thankful that you dodged the bullet. That's the way I see it. Because a woman, and when I hear women on the app say this all the time, I'm not acting in no wife until you, no. Like when I know, and I've seen men that's told us like in groups and barbershops, I'm finna go propose. The way that they feel, like you can feel it to their words. Nobody can stop them. Nothing can stop them. Like they are on a, like they love this woman to her core and they so excited. And you so happy for these men. That you like, yo, I'm so happy for him, bro. Like, so, like, I think that when we say the women talk themselves out of it inside of us, yeah, that's always a doubt. We already have a doubt. This just further confirms the doubt that we was already feeling that maybe this isn't the right thing to do, but I'm just doing this for whatever reason. I think, like, if I was going to marry you, it would be hard as hell for you to, like, detour me all the way unless I was already picking up on these things long before this happened.
I was going to say that. So when you say that they cannot talk themselves out of relationship, are you or are they or he, well, probably those type of people that basically think they are going to change once you put that ring on her finger?
Yes.
Because it was already there
yes,
in front of
them. Because the goal has already been met now. Like you, it's like who you are is all like, so now you're like, okay, I got the goal. And I think that people go through this honeymoon phase, like they go through this thing where everything, but truly I think eventually that wears off, these things wear down, and then real life sets in, and that's when you get back to where you probably realize in your gut, I knew that I was right, I knew my intuition was right, like, and then it's like by that time you caught up in the, like, you're trying to figure out, like, fix it and all. I just think that the women that, a lot of women that are meant to be wise are those, and a lot of women that are not, they can say, I haven't met the right man yet, but did you really? Or have you just met men that were right, but they just ain't think that you were right for them?
Let's think about it, right? We don't just buy a ring, right? Like, so I'm not just going to get a ring. I'm not going to go through the process. Because, like, when you make a decision you want to marry a woman, what happens, right? You start visualizing everything. You know that you're going to speak to her family, her girlfriends. Like, you're going to have input from the community that knows y'all, right? And so that's a whole fucking process in of itself. So imagine, I can only imagine, because I never, like, you know, the woman I proposed to, that we actually did get married. But goddamn, to go through all of that and position this woman and let her know that this is what you want to do, and then she fucking talks her way out of it. That shit is fucking, that's nasty work right there, because it's a process. You know, oftentimes I hear women say, oh, I've been proposed to 10 times. I'm like, so you mean to tell me 10 dudes got on their knees, 10 dudes went to the jewelry, 10, you know, to the jeweler, 10 people talked to your family? Like, I'm like, so anyway, that's another story. I'm going somewhere else. But men don't just, like, make that decision. It's a process. So that's, you know, that's a process before we actually go get that fucking ring. Would y'all agree with that?
I think it depends. I agree with you. And I think it depends, you know, there's always exceptions. I've seen a lot of the exceptions where, you know, people are just getting married because they were asked. my second baby daddy, he's in a marriage right now. And I didn't know he was married for like the first 2 years they were married. And when I asked him why he didn't say anything, he was like, I ain't really want to marry her. I'm like, well, then why'd you marry her? He was like, because she asked.
And I asked.
She said she asked. And I don't know if it's finance. It's probably financial for him. He wanted to help. So I think.
That was the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
But ye, but
there's people that do that. Especially
you move down not, south. Not ye, not ye. Ye.
Especially down south.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. Wow.
No, that goes on. No, that really happens because I have two wives, vice versa. And like at the same time, I was suffering from what you call financial
ping them in.
Finance, right? I was suffering from that because I was scared because I didn't want to lose everything, right? So like what I had to do was I put everything in their name, right? And I just pay for everything. So if we ever divorce, I walk with the wind. You see what I'm saying? I put everything in their name. I just pay for everything. And then at the same time, I walk away with a win because they proposed to me. You see what I'm saying? So I understand what she's saying. It happens. You know, that is out here. You know what I mean? But as far as like with the woman part, right, usually before engagement, a woman's already seeing other men and they're making comparisons. And they're trying to see who got the best trait, who got the best personality, who makes them more happy, right? And this is, and the man that's the lowest link is asking to marry her, right? Asking for marriage. And she like, she backs away because she already made comparisons with other men that she know. And she already low key picked the best. She's just been wise on how she want to move and who she want to marry because women has vision, right? So usually if they back out, that means that they're seeing other people, right? But they're just trying to compare your personality, who you are, to the other men that they're seeing. And then that's how, you know, that's how they usually move. You know what I mean? So it's always the lowest link, right, is the one that want to marry her. And she's like, well, you know, I know someone that's, and women like a catch. You know what I mean? Like they like for a man not to be asking them that. They don't, they, you know, it has to be like there. You know what I mean? But it's not there when you ask, usually. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I just want to say, wow. That's it. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Yes. Wow. My thing is, you're trying to say that because the lady, yeah, I mean, we seem to veer off a lot, and sometimes it's okay, but okay. So, good story. Appreciate you explaining why some people do certain things, but do you believe that women talk themselves out of marriages, sir?
I mean, we got questions, bro. Ping them in.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Ping them in. Yeah, ping them in.
He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that.
Why not?
They probably not even on
Clubhouse. Why not? He's a benevolent leader, right? It's nothing that I could say that.
He's a benevolent leader. It's crazy.
Lead them astray, right? Ping them in.
He's ready to fight this morning, kick some ass, not in chaos, but yeah. So, yeah, if that's what you want to do, sir, you can do that request by the illustrious brother Immaculate. But when you come off mic, yes, it's okay to talk about your experience, but I would like to know, what do you think about the title? That was like we were talking earlier, or
it was a
yeah, they talked their way out of marriage. Because some, like I said, sometimes it's all about financial stability and it's all about how you make them feel in the future. They have to see a future of what you're doing as far as like, you know, heritage and what they can get. Cause nobody can just marry anybody and not get nothing out the deal. So they got to see like, yo, like, is this going to be beneficial for me, even if this don't work? So like you can have all the love, you can have all the love in your heart and speak this and speak that emotionally. But like if they're not winning at the end and you don't have no vision and no future, then, you know, they're like, yo, like I'll wait. I'll pass on that. You know what I mean? So, yes, they do talk their way out of marriages, but they saving you a headache, though, at the end
well,
of the tunnel.
Why accept the proposal, though, then? Why accept the proposal if that's you already seen what it was when you was with this guy? What did you think? Some type of magical shit was going to happen when he rubbed on a genie's body, a bottle, or cast ass and got a granted wish that, you know, he was going to be a millionaire or some shit like that.
Well,
want to work those situations out with each other, right?
Some women have friends, right? And they have their marriages, right? And they're looking like, yo, if I'm going to get something, I want to get something that's going to fit in with the rest of the women that got men like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, some of them look at their female friends, right? Husbands, not like in that way, but looking at how good they are. And if they feel like, yo, they want to have something to talk about, right? So if you're a cornball, right, and you're not as successful, or you're not an important factor out here, right, then, you know, and you're not adding up to, you know, her friends, husbands, too, and have something to talk about in the crowd, then, you know, she's going to feel left out. And she's like, yo, like, nah, I'm cool, because she want to have someone to talk about. She want to be able to go to her friends and say, yo, I came up. Y'all got me a good man. And overall, that nigga's the CEO of this, or he's this, he's that. And they got husbands like that. They got multi-billionaire husbands and shit. So she want to fit in and be the, she want to have the talk or the party too. She want those compliments. She want that glory. So it's like, if she messing with a bus boy or a trucker or some shit like that, and she got friends and they got husbands, they are successful CEOs and multi-millionaires and all that other shit, then nigga, she ain't got nothing to talk about around her friends. You know what I mean? Cause I got two wives and they gave me the game. So, you know, that's just what it is, man. Like, you gotta, she want the cream of the crop, and you know, you shouldn't be mad at her. That's what she, you know, if she work hard, that's if she got that mind value and she got that vision, she's worth it, then she deserve it. You know what I mean? What has she's contributed? Yeah, it means a lot. But, you know, like I said, she's looking at her friends and what their husbands and how successful they are. And she want to bring something to the table. They going to meet her husband or whatever. And things like that. So, you know, what do you do, sir? Oh yeah, I do this, I do that. You know, I do international finances or whatever, this and that. Like, oh, okay, he's that nigga. Like, he, you know, he's an important factor. Women want factors. They want, everybody is a chess everybody's a piece on a chessboard. And she don't want a pawn. She don't want that. She want the people in the background, the puppet masters, the ones that's running shit. She want a boss. She want a sigma. You know what I mean? She want a puppet master. She don't want a worker. Women don't want workers no more. That shit is played out. Like, entrepreneurship is the shit. So it's like, if you're an entrepreneur and you getting that chalupa, no shell from Taco Bell, right? That mean no hell that comes with your money, and that's gonna create a safe environment for her. Then, you know, she want that peach. You know what I mean? She want that peachy. So, you know, she deserves it. So that's what it is all about. You know.
Damn, he said some bars right there, bro. Peace, man. I don't know if we ever spoke. Damn, what is a? Can you tell me sigma? What I mean, I know all of this shit. Can you remind us what a sigma is? We got the alpha, we got the delta, we got the omega. Can you tell us what the sigma is, bro? Please, can you read? You know, just please.
Well, the sigma is the lone wolf. I don't go with the grain. You know what I mean? I make my own path. Right? It might be something against your environment, your society. I create my own path, my own way. I'm the one that come by, you know what I mean, for like 15, 20 minutes, get a couple of oohs and ahs and who, and I'm gone. You feel me? Leave a good impression. You know what I mean? We make our own road. We don't go with the grid. We don't live. We don't work. You know what I mean? We do other things, like, you know, to make a lot of money. And we think smarter and not work harder. Kind of people, right? And we set up empires, and we have secret friends in high places that loves us for our charm and things like that. And we leave them with juice. So if I need favors, I never ask none of my friends for favors. And if I really need it, I can go to them and they're there for me automatically. They're like, I've been waiting for you to, like, you know, ask me for a favor. I've been like, we're them kind of people. Like, we're the kind of people that, you know, that we don't ask nobody for nothing. Nothing. We don't want nothing from nobody. We can make our own way, make our own money, and we do it alone. And whoever follow us, right, you know, we don't know it, but we can see it within, like, you know, the way they treat us. And, you know, we Damn. Treat them well, you know.
Okay, I think I might have to take on that sigma. I ain't going to do the alpha thing, but I think I might associate myself with that sigma man. Shit. Thank you. I'm glad I asked the question, man. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
I have a question for the fellows, because I keep hearing this from men. Men do not feel like marriage is a good business deal for them nowadays. Like, I hear a lot of men saying, like, what's the point of getting married? Like, she's gonna take half if we separate, or whatever the case may be, like, or she'll end up taking custody of my children, et cetera. Like, a lot of men have a negative stigma towards marriage. So do you feel like a big percentage of men don't want to get married? And that's one of the biggest challenges of why women aren't getting married as much?
No, well, these men just don't want to. With a client right now in that same position, and I'm giving men the game because I'm doing it right now. Because I used to suffer, like I said, paranoia finances, right? So what you do is, the woman, she's want to be at home. That's cool. Yeah, baby, be at home. Play the game, right? Let her be at home. Listen to me, fella. Let her be at home. Let her chill and everything, you know. You go get the money. When you get the money, put everything in her name. Put everything in her name, and you just pay it. So when anything go down and you divorce, whatever, you walking away with half, because guess what? She can't pay for everything. She's so busy being at the house, cooking, cleaning, doing all this stuff, and she ain't got the bread. So I leave her with that. I leave you with that, and I leave with half. That's what I'm doing. And that's what I'm teaching all men all across the world, my secret friends, you know, that are multi-millionaires and shit like that. They're doing it right now. So never, ever put nothing in your name. Put everything in her name, and you pay for it. Everything. Put it in her name, so when you get divorced, you leave with half and your chicken and your butter. Thank you.
That's not foolproof, because all she has to do is prove that you was giving her the money, and they still coming after your ass. I'll talk with you on the back end, and I can show you some side letter agreements and some actual contractual paperwork that will protect you for this. But the problem is, Jasmine, is niggas don't want to accept responsibility, right? And part of that responsibility with having a wife means that you're entitled to give her money if you divorce. It just is what it is. A lot of niggas come from nothing, so they want to protect what they got. They don't want to go back to that place. They feel like if they get married and they got to give a half, then they got to start all over. And it's like, I don't understand it.
No, I help clients already win, brother. So like I said, I'm the Sigma. I don't go with that grid. I don't go with that. I ain't got to subject myself to them type of rules. I do things a whole lot divinely different, and it's working. It's working for me. It's working for my clients. You feel me? So if they ever get divorced, like I said, brothers, if they ever get divorced, she's going to be left with the debt, and you're going to leave with half. Listen to your boy Lightworker. Like I said, this is the Sigma, man. I'm giving you the strongest game. $1 million.
It depends on what state, though. So we got to also understand, like, every state has a different protocol or regulations or whatever the case may be. So there's some states that they don't, like, if you cheat, like, that's it. Everything is hers type thing. So, but anyways, to get off that topic, well, for me, when he kept saying, like, she's at home, I'm always working. I know there's a lot of women in the chat as well,
right,
that they work as well, too. So, like, for me, when I separated, I literally told boy, you don't got to give me nothing. I don't even want nothing in here in this house. I don't want nothing. I just want us to co-parent and keep it pushing. Like, I don't want to have to go through that grievance of, like, having to divvy up this and divvy up that. And this person, like, I have my own money. You have your own money. We were in this together, and now we're not. We have to move our separate ways. That's just me. But I'm not a greedy person. So, you know what I mean? I'm not I could have got thousands. I probably could have got a mortgage payment plus a month from that man when I moved out. But I said, nah, I'm going to walk out and I'm going to rebuild myself, because I feel like taking someone's money that they work so hard for is not okay. Like, that's just me. It's different if we have children and now you have to help me with the children, but taking their shit is wild. Like, whatever we had, let's split it and keep it moving.
Right.
Hey, what's up, y'all? You know, some of these women need to be lucky that, like, some of these states in this country, if they cheat, all they have to do is just, like, you know, pay spousal support or alimony, because in some countries and cultures, if a woman cheats, they bury her to her neck and stone her. You understand? So it's like, you know, for, you know, your life is more precious and everything than money. So, like, if a woman cheats and all she has to do is just, like, pay alimony, support, and all that stuff, I think that's a goal right there.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Jay?
Are we too far? Are we? Did we stray? Did we stray?
Yeah, I think we should reset or whatever.
Oh, well. What's up, Rob? I know you're gonna jump back to the topic. I know you kind of like more structure.
Yeah, ahead, brother. What's up, man? Y'all like, exactly. I like to talk to the title. So do women talk their way out of marriage? So in the context of she's in a marriage and she's talking her way out of the marriage that she's in. Is that what you mean, Yay? I want to make sure.
She's engaged and she's talking her way out of the marriage.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't think this happens very often, but it does happen. Sure, you know, get engaged and then. And then you find out who you're really dealing with. And sometimes that's through what she's saying out of her mouth. Some men come to the realization that the woman that he was dating, once she feels a certain way, like she's now more comfortable. She feels like, okay, I'm in. So now I can be who I really am. And sometimes that shows up in the way she addresses him, addresses other people, maybe during the process of the planning, how she addresses his family, you know, maybe in a disrespectful way. So yeah, this is definitely a thing. And honestly, when I listen to how women talk on this app, I can only imagine how a man would even be able to deal with some of the women that how they talk on this app. It's like, my God, yelling and screaming and calling themselves N words and B words and just a vile rudeness and anger and mad. It's like you would think that every single woman, when they come on this app, they want it, you know, they on their cycle, because you know I can understand that, but man, just how they talk, this is, especially in the last 2 weeks. Well, I'm going to shut up, though. But yeah, I can agree with that for sure.
Hey, Amber. You there, Amber? Oh, we can't hear you. You just come off your mic. We didn't hear you. These things. Yeah, you got to go out, come back in. Still can't hear you. Mike, what's up, Brody? Going on with you, man? Interesting topic, I think. Oh, look at this little thing I'm playing with, my little, how much it's going to work. Okay, so where did everyone go? I didn't hear, hey, Animal, what's going on, bro? You there, bro?
Yeah, what's going on with you? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real vibrant this morning. Have you ever been engaged before, Animal?
Yeah.
Did she talk her way out of it, or did you just like say fuck it?
I guess in a sense you could say she talked her way out of it. So there was some. This was when I was in Iraq. So there was some agreement to just go down to the Justice of Peace, and. You know, get married and then do a big reception. And then by the time I got home, it turned into this full-blown wedding, you know, for $75,000. And it was just like, it didn't make sense to me, because I'm saying to her, at this time, I just had a different mindset. But it didn't make sense to spend $75,000 on a wedding. And we don't own anything or have any businesses or anything going, right? It was a waste to me. So it just kept growing over the time. Like, you know, first then it was, let's do 25 people. Then it was 50 people. Then it was 150 people. And she going to these places where assisting. I'm like, what happened to the original plan? So that was part of her talking her way out of it. And then she was comparing herself to, you know, her other friends. So me being like frugal at the time, when I came home, I'm like, I'm not going to get a place. I'm just moving your place, and I'll you know, pay the bills, pay the major bills in there, whatever the case may be, until, you know, we get married, and then I'll take over all the bills or whatever, right? That way you could save, I could save, and it's just smarter financially. And then she started complaining about shit like that. Like, you know, oh, my friend always telling me what her girlfriend's niggas is doing or whatever the case may be, right? None of these niggas committed. None of these, they don't matter. So anyway, she just always was telling me and comparing to somebody else. Shit, this was back in like 2011. I brought her a Michelle watch, right? And then she didn't even know what the damn watch was till she wore the shit to school, right? And then one of the teachers was like, she thought it was some bullshit. And one of the teachers told her, you know what kind of watch that is? So she was arguing with me and playing about the watch because her girlfriend had got a bag and some shoes. And then she comes home and she tells me, oh, you know, she got to eat shit now. Right. She like, oh, I didn't know. Sorry. Blah, blah, blah. And then it got to the point where I was just like, fuck it. And then it's the last lesson I learned from her. Right. Well, from her mother. She put me out. And her mother was like, she was like, where you going? I was like, man, I guess I'm going to my grandma's house. I just gave her all my money to pay the bills or whatever the case may be. You know, her mother said to me on the walkout. Never give a woman all your money. And her father was standing right there.
Damn. Yep. Damn.
She was a red flag when she was already comparing gifts. Because mm-hmm. whatever you get, no matter what you get, like, you already are about to pay a $75,000 wedding. I never understood why women want these extravagant weddings. It's different if you're a millionaire, if you got it like that. But when you don't have it like that and you living in an apartment, and you want to spend $75,000 when that's two down payments on two separate properties, that's kind of ridiculous. So I'm glad that you didn't get married to that girl because she was going to mentally, physically, and financially drain you.
Yeah, what her mother said, I agree 1,000%. I ain't no way in hell I'm giving any woman all of my money. You lost your goddamn mind. I'm going to give you all of my money. And that's why I always speak about I'm not paying all of anybody's bills. I pay all of my own bills to live by myself. But if I get married, we paying our bills. Where's your money at? Where's your goddamn money at? You ain't pulling no money into the household we live in, then you need to find somebody else. So I'm not the one.
Well, women are only an investment when you're married to them. Anything before that is from the kindness of your heart. And you got to be wise as an old man beyond your light years when you deal with them. So, like, just make sure that if you're going to invest in a woman, make sure you are ready with her, right? And y'all married, but never really invest into a woman before because she's not going to appreciate it when y'all do get engaged, right? So if you just, you know, it has to be the emotional attachments have to be first before y'all get married. And then when you get married, then you start doing that kind of shit and it keeps your shit flowing. Like, we supposed to know this already. Like, this light years already knowing, like, how our women are. These are our women and they have to be protected and they have to be invested in when you know that you're married to them. Anything before that is from the kindness of your heart. It's all a rehearse. That's all that is. So, you know, but don't do
that. Just because it's at the kindness of their heart doesn't mean that they're not supposed to perform beforehand. And I don't know why people act like that's like a regular thing. Like, you guys don't fall into this category of treating your lady like a wife before you even get married. I need to just stop that shit. I'm tired of y'all clubhouse points and stuff like that. It really kills me.
Well, so welcome emotionally.
To the corner club. Rule, hold on. Welcome to the club. Okay, let's go back to that. Welcome to the corner club rooftop talk. Blame Ye, and the title is Do Women Talk Their Way Out of Marriage. I want you guys to follow the Telegram, 400 Club Telegram. I want you to follow the Gender War Telegrams. We got a movie, audio movie coming out really soon on audio.
I'm recording today with Mac. Let's go.
Right, from Stacks, my bro. Good morning, Brody. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of things, many more. We also have the podcast, 400 Club Rooftop Talk Podcast. I have about 110 episodes on there. I will be uploading more. Stacks have two different podcasts. He has the Gender War podcast and he has the network. Right, the network of podcasts at the same time. So also, after this after the audio war movie, it would be a different casting at the same time too. So you guys could get your way, fill your way in there.
Yeah, we need interesting people for these next roles. Yeah, it's gonna be like some funny horror shit where y'all can act out in improv. So anybody interested, we'll give you an application and see if you qualify to be in the next project that we put together. I'll be in the studio today with Max, so we're gonna go crazy on the narration and shit. You heard?
Let me hate on us before they do it first. Niggas, this is the clubhouse.
We started this. Hey, you know who shit though? No, keep it a buck.
The fuck y'all.
My brother Tony, I'm gonna bring him back. You heard? Yeah, he started.
You gonna bring him back?
He fake started that shit. Yeah,
he over there. Yeah.
I was chopping it up with him last night. He was you know what I mean? He was the one that started it, but he gonna come back and come fuck with us and do it. So I was talking to him last night. He gonna come back on.
Hey, bro, I just got my new system, so I need to hit you on the back so I can video.
Yeah. Make sure it's all set up and straight. Yep. Let's do it.
I'm in my truck with it. I'm mobile with it.
Now you good? Let me chime into this topic though. Do women talk their way out of marriage? I feel like some of them do, the way they are, the attitude, if you're too loud, sometimes people are too bold. A lot of men like that quiet shit. Like, yo, shut up, be quiet. Like, y'all motherfuckers be talking too much and then turning people off. Like I used to, I remember I used to have an Instagram crush when I was first coming up on like Instagram and the music industry. I had an Instagram crush, this girl. She was mad bad, but as soon as she opened her mouth, disgusting, sound like a frog. Saying dumb shit, loud, sound fucking like a frog is weird crazy. Shit. Yeah, I just think it just completely turned me off. So I unfollowed her, bro. So I just, you know what it is. That's an example for you. But like a lot of women do talk to it. As soon as they open their mouth, bro, as soon as they say something, bro, they could turn you off, bro. So I feel like a lot of women talk their way out of marriage. Just when they open their mouth, think about what you say before you talk. That's it.
Fire. That is true. And you know what I can say, women nowadays, I don't know if you, what I've been experiencing and stuff like that, y'all don't really care what y'all say at times, which is like really things that can dehumanize men and make yourself look like other instead of being the best person that you should be. You know what I mean? And I don't know why sometimes I think like, okay, you start acting a certain way because it's just a way out. So, you know what I'm saying? You get cold feet or something like that, and all of a sudden you just become disrespectful because you don't know. Oh, wow. The same thing that Jasmine said earlier. She started getting cold feet. She didn't know if that was the person that she wanted to spend with her rest of her life with and stuff like that. Getting that overthinking. And then you talk your way right out of it when you can be like, hey, listen, I don't think this shit is going to work. I don't, I have a change of heart, and, I just want to be friends. That'll work too, right? Because in the way
you know what it is. You'll realize that. But as I was saying, you got to take the time to get to know people. Take your time to know people. Go on a walk. Talk a few times. Hop on FaceTime. Text a little bit. And it'll tell you all you need to know. A lot of people be excited from the outside. Oh, yeah, this person look good. Or this shit look good. But when you get there, nigga, that wasn't even supposed to be you. Y'all wasn't even supposed to link up. That wasn't nothing that was going to get far. So I feel like a lot of people block their blessings, man, knowing that shit wasn't the right thing to do. The fuck is you doing? You know that woman was trash, or you know that man was trash, but y'all niggas still go over there. So I don't know, man. I'm just a little confused, bro.
I think a lot of the stuff that y'all seeing really pertain to dating and not marrying somebody. Because when you're thinking about marrying somebody, it ain't about what you're doing on FaceTime. It ain't about what y'all doing on that walk. It's about, let me see how he reacted in a time of moment where he's being inconvenient. Let me see how he's acting when a kid hit him unexpectedly. Because now when you're thinking about marriage, you're thinking about building a family. So you got to think about how they are actually interacting with people. That's one I said in the comments. It's more of an awareness thing that you have to really take serious when you're marrying somebody. Because when you're a girlfriend, a boyfriend, I agree, it's out of generosity. But when you're marrying somebody, you become one. It's their obligation. Right. You're invested into that person. I think we're skipping over the dating portion and trying to hurry up and get married. That's why I feel like people are engaged for more than 2 years, because it's a real it's a real mental thing. Cause yeah, we were cool dating. Yeah, we were cool to talk on the phone and go on walks and meet each other, family, and have barbecues. But dang, when my nephew hit you in the back of your leg, you damn near wanted to go home after trying to fight everybody. You're not a husband material.
Well, okay. So, well, so to the title. So, like, I wanna know what you think about the title, Miss Chanel. Miss Chanel, welcome to the stage. Do you think?
I think marriage is a big commitment that's bigger than dating. Because you know, dating we can just break up and go our separate ways. But marriage, that's a whole different thing. I think it can be intimidating to some who are not used to having a commitment to something like that. A lot of people don't even have the same commitment to their children to get married. Good morning. So I think you can talk yourself out of marriage if you let your mind take over what you actually need in that moment. You probably need a man to lead you. This man probably has done a wonderful job taking leadership in some places that y'all may have been in. But some women are just so tied up in their emotions, probably didn't come from a good family that has successful marriages. So when you do have a background like that, it's easy to talk yourself out of something like that, because you're thinking about all of what could go wrong more than, oh, well, trying to figure out solutions to keep the marriage going. Like I said, marriage is a way bigger commitment than a lot of shit that we take on in everyday life.
You know what, Miss Chanel? Hold up, HD. You know what, Miss Chanel? I think you're right, because Sister R&B came in the room last night and IRL was telling us all how much it's hard-ass work. Like, it's hard work. Like, her career stretches her out. The relationship, everything is just mad hard work. She was even second. I think she was joking, but she was saying, you know, she don't even know if she want to be a wife. You feel me? Like, shit, it's hard. It's a lot of work. People think that when they get into this shit, it's just like a piece of cake. Nah, marriage is a whole another duty, right, on top of you, especially if you're ambitious, you got goals, and then the other person is ambitious and they got goals. There's a lot of shit that can clash, like egos and shit like that. So you never know how that shit's gonna go when you get married, but it just depends on what type of level y'all at too. I feel like two people that are on the same level, it gets tricky, especially when you're in the industry or you got something going on. But normal individual people, I don't know, it's different situation. I just see different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? I was just giving y'all an example of what Sister was saying yesterday in IRL. But yeah, you never know what's gonna happen, because this shit's a whole nother journey, and y'all don't be ready for that shit. Y'all be trying to sign up. Y'all want to act like wives, but when it comes to that marriage and really being a wife, y'all motherfuckers be checking out quick. A lot of people, they ain't built for it. You know?
This is one thing. I always looked up to Big Mama, and we called her Little Mama. I did not know what she actually carried. And it is not easy for everybody. Your life is going to life. And so in life-lifing, you're going to have to be able to roll with the punches and be able to carry the weight and keep the family together. This is going on over here. This is going on over there. And you're going to have
responsibility.
You're going to have to be, I mean, as long as you got a good man behind you or in front of you, however y'all look at it, you're going to be all right. But like, literally, it's not for the faint of heart. And I think that what's happening, as far as, because I wanted to speak to the topic, women talk their way out of marriage? Yeah. It's one of those things that...
Do women talk their way out of marriage?
It's one of those things
that... I'm surprised that Breezy didn't talk her way out of marriage.
Never me. Sorry.
Go ahead. I'm just trolling you.
But I will say, literally, you can put your foot in your mouth. You can literally do yourself in by speaking at the wrong time, interacting in a way at the wrong time. It's easy to do. So, like, and y'all know I talk a lot. So, like, it's very easy to do, but I ain't never talked myself out of my success. So, just take that for what you will.
McLovey!
Lovey, you got people running off. God damn it. Bye. She gotta run it off.
Shut up, everyone.
I ain't running when McLovey pull up in this spot.
I just noticed that you guys have a great day. Oh, She's out of there.
I'm here. There's no room for bullshit. No room for lies. Everyone tell the truth now.
My melanin queens are stepping up.
Everybody tell the truth now.
Real quick, yeah. Lovey here was stepping on business yesterday. Side note, you heard? That's all. That's all I wanted to say.
Definitely. Oh, that's all. That's all.
That's it. You know what I mean? That's
Get
all.
Out. Tell the truth. Oh, no.
Yo, yeah, no simp zone. No simp zone. You heard? That's what I was like.
No simp zone. That's right. That's why I told your ass. Anyway, we ain't going back. Because really, like, he was like, but she looked, I had, I'm like, I know.
Kind of.
So, Mick, kind of. Mm-hmm. Big Lovey.
Yes, I'm going to tell the truth. Do women talk their way out of marriage? Absolutely not.
Oh, wow. For some reason, I was like a little suspense right there. I thought she was going to go to the left. But your niggardry always kick in. Go ahead, Big Lovey.
I don't think women talk their way out of marriage. If anything, I think most women are very true to who they are. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, once you meet us, you kind of, what you see is what you get. So you guys should know if you want to marry us. If you're just wasting time, then it's most likely the man's fault. Y'all are the issue.
Oh, wow.
Y'all are the ones that are afraid of commitment. Not us. Okay. We all are ready for marriage. It's you niggas. That's all I'm going to say. It's you niggas. I'm not even going to bring up God, but it's you niggas. That's all I'm saying.
So why y'all always preparing y'all exit?
You said, why are we always preparing our exit?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Out of the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
You saying before marriage?
Mm-hmm. Y'all just always preparing for y'all exit.
I mean, we have to be prepared. Cause we know that y'all are gonna waste time. You're gonna fuck around. You're gonna be wishy washy, and it's only a certain amount of patience that we have as women for shit like that. We want a man that knows what he wants, that's gonna get what he wants, okay, and it's not gonna go back and forth and be wishy washy on, oh, maybe I want to get married, or I don't know, all of this. Like, no, be a man and stand on what you want and mean what you say. It's very simple. Like, if y'all weren't so wishy washy and fickle, we wouldn't have to be preparing our exit.
Okay,
I've had enough
with Big Lovey. So.
That's why they hate me. Look, everybody.
Were you? Yeah, you're a lovely, lovely, lovely Negro cub. So lovely, listen, Negro, so what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, when you hear these stories about people catching cold feet and leaving people at the altar, how many times have you heard a man leaving a woman at the altar?
A man leaves a woman once he even makes his wife feel like she's not a wife.
Chanel, at the altar.
Yeah,
well, how many stories have you heard? You have to take a second listen. How many people at the
altar? I've been to 12 weddings in my whole life, from a kid to an adult. I've never seen a woman actually leave the altar. I'm not.
What about stories? Have you had a lot of stories?
12 weddings haven't been the cause of the end of every marriage. Not saying every marriage of those have ended, but I'm just saying there's a lot of this problem of men picking the wrong woman to get on their knees for. It's a lot of these men infatuated with what they want instead of what they need. They so infatuated with the woman they have dated versus the woman they need to marry. There's a difference between liking a woman enough to have her as your girlfriend, but loving and valuing a woman enough to have her come attached to you forever, because y'all are one when you get married. The way that he acts and carry himself in public and how society views him, that's the same way society gonna view his wife and vice versa. I think it's just a problem with people actually finding their compatible partner. There's a lot of people I have met that dead ass, like I was saying, don't know in real life what it means to be a good partner in marriage as husband or a wife. And then there's a lot of motherfuckers on here who use podcasts and social medias to find a way how to make their homes. I came from a household. My grandma did not cook or clean. She did not give a fuck to learn how to cook or clean. Okay? And she was dead way before this Clubhouse social media shit. But her husband killed himself when she passed. Because she added another different type of value that was way above whatever traditional means that these other motherfuckers be trying to preach. So it's about just finding your compatible partner that you are willing to actually go to health, do health and sickness with, because this shit ain't no joke. Marriage is a big ass commitment, y'all.
It's about
wow. I'm sorry to hear that about your grandfather.
I'm so sick of these motherfucking intellectual clubhouse.
Well, can I say something first before you go, animal?
They don't. I promise you.
What's
wrong with you? You got an exorcism?
He do sound like he's choking out over there. Animal. I don't know what's going on.
But... Yeah, Jazz. He got animal.
Well, not too much on Ye. Not too much on Ye, okay?
No problem. It sounded like you were stroking a little bit.
Yo. Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. It's kind of going crazy. You know what? I have the vibe.
Sorry, I thought this was the war floor.
Wow, Jazz.
Yes. There we go. I was going to say that next. I have this feeling of the war floor. I have the war floor feeling. It's not cool. Why do I want to go to war on my own stage right now? And I was going to tell Stax to go open up right now so I could go kick some ass over there because this is the 400 Club Rooftop Talk.
Give me about 10 minutes. I will.
Hold on, because we have some more submissions. Jazz and Kay have something to say.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm dying right now.
Some women are not really being honest in here, ladies. Y'all do like to kind of lay it on soft. But that's where I step in, right? Because I can give a fuck about somebody being soft, right? A lot of y'all talk yourself out of that marriage. Mm-hmm. That's why you always hear women screaming on the app.
Yes, Lord.
I had 5 engagements. Oh, I had 3 men propose to me, but somehow you never made it to the
office. Yes, Lord.
Right?
Come on, Jazz.
I do think that a lot of y'all start building up these random requirements after the ring. And I'd be confused because you know that man didn't have that money before the ring. Okay? I do think that all of a sudden things start changing once you get the ring and it becomes a lot of entitlement.
Yes, Lord.
And some of it you can be a little entitled to because that's your man. But a lot of it starts sounding real delusional just because we got the ring. It's like now we're stepping into our world of delusion. So I do think a lot of women do. A lot of women talk themselves out of dates. You hear them on the app.
That's deep.
My goodness, how many of y'all needed a $500 date and you ain't been nowhere but the Chili's? I don't know how you expect that man.
Not the Chick-fil-A, babe. Oh, Lord.
The bee bag. You know what I'm saying? So, crazy. I think that some women, you hear what some women deserve based off how they speak, right? And a lot of these women just get on here and they start yelling. I'd be like, yep, she's an Applebee's girly. For sure, she's an Applebee's girly. So I do think a lot of women do it. A lot of women don't have to require when a man sees how you move and he'll just want to do something for you. But a lot of women get on here and start demanding. And that's probably why they be on here not getting shit that they say they want. But I'm gonna go back on mute because I know that this is not the war floor, so I'm here to be nice. Fellas, y'all let the women do it. Bye.
It'll be the war floor soon, Jazz. I'll give you that space to war it
soon out, enough, okay? And I'm gonna burn you motherfuckers down. I'm burning you today.
Was there anybody else that liked to talk on this episode of 400 Club Roof Talk?
Nah, you already said it. They talk too much. Like you cook. Man. They talk too much. Shut up.
Like, I would like to say
it's really that simple.
I would like to say when you have good women speaking, brother, immaculate is. This is what I like. I would like to say God is good. What's the response?
All the time. All the time. You know that. All the time. I know that.
Hey, yeah, you know what it was? I said the same shit Max said before he came in. I said, y'all talk too much attitudes, and y'all talk your way out of certain situations just the way you act. If some women just calm down sometimes and just be quiet, a lot of shit will happen for them, but too many women be talking. Like, yay, sis was texting me yesterday. You know, we was talking, and I know you know what I'm talking about. She texted me yesterday, and she was like, yo, should we give Shorty another chance for the badge, right? And I was like, nah, I don't think so. But she was on some shit like, yeah, let's go. But as soon as she opened her mouth, bro, and tried to hop in another car that wasn't hers, we automatically was like, that's why. So people automatically open their mouths and cancel out opportunities, situations, and even like just being a chance to be around, you know, the conversation that we got here, they X themselves out, it's weird. So sometimes when y'all open y'all mouth, y'all fuck up situations. Sometimes it's best to just shut the fuck up unless spoken to. And that's why I feel like a lot of women don't know, you know, when to be quiet. Just be quiet. Get out, stay out of certain situations, stay out of men's business, stay on your women business. You feel me? And that's where I feel like a lot of women get respect. That's like, yo, when you stay out of certain shit, if it's not your man or if it's not a nigga that you really rock with outside of this shit, stop jumping in shit that's not your shit. You look mixy, you look messy. Are you a nigga?
You know, yeah, and so I think
you get treated like a nigga. When you get treated like a nigga, it's all bets off because you want to hop in nigga business. That's all. And that's all I was saying.
Real quick, y'all, I'm gonna pass it to you, Jess. So what's the equivalent, right? Y'all ever had a nigga that was giving you consistent whack dick and the nigga wanna boss you around? What you gonna do? Look at that nigga like he out of his rabbit ass mind? The equivalent is, baby girl, your pussy is moderate, medium at best, and you giving me attitude?
Crazy.
Huh?
Oh my God. That's
like, you gotta relax. Like, this ain't that.
Y'all don't get to complain because we will tell y'all that y'all dick is whack, but y'all will hype up some whack pussy. That's all I'm saying.
No, ma'am.
That's a fact.
Hold on. How you know?
There's a nigga on the app that was going around saying he was fucking some stank ass pussy for 2 straight years.
Yep.
And he openly admitted it. A nigga on the app. Yeah, like Greg,
you see the way Immaculate was so comfortable asking a question. You ever had a man consistently give you whack dick? No. Once it's whack, you're gone. You know that, right? Why would I allow you to consistently give me some whack?
But you know, Benjamin, the thing is, though, ladies, I need y'all to sometimes take y'allself out of it. Whack dick is still, in fact, getting fucked daily. And it's sad. I agree. You got one time. I give you your shoes. You got to go. But women are, in fact, and I think that's why a lot of them be so angry on this app, because it's whack and they got to go home every day to it. That has got
I think that's it right there, Jack.
This is sad. Stressful. This is sad, Stacks. There goes, Stacks. Yeah. It's sad. It's sad. I'm going to tell you why, because what I'm hearing is the reason why you guys start talking your way out of a marriage is because the dick becomes whack. It's crazy.
Oh, you raised the point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I think they got a point. Ooh.
That's crazy, bro.
But do women talk themselves out of marriage as much as niggas talk themselves out of pussy?
I told you when you listen to the beginning of this fucking podcast,
niggas be talking themselves out of pussy quick.
That's a good title.
I said women always say how much men talk themselves out of pussy. So I want to know if it's the same thing when it comes down to this title. And then here come Maya.
There you go. See, there you have it.
It's craziness, man. It's craziness. I think the marriage is more important than getting the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Because you already get the pussy. If you already got the ring on
your finger. But y'all say niggas ain't getting married, so which one is it?
Exactly. I was just going to say, y'all lying.
But y'all be thinking niggas want the pussy because a nigga said good morning. No, I was just raised.
I was just raised, right.
That is not true.
Yo, Mac.
That is all the way
true. No, Maya, let me tell you why.
So some of y'all niggas only say good morning just to get some coochie. So I'm
not
saying
that.
Hey,
wake that up.
Ain't nobody that desperate. What's going on right now?
Oh, yay. You ain't said good morning to nobody else, but you going to tell me good morning.
Yo, Miss Lovey, they take the good morning and run with it. You think I'm trying to get in your pants? Cause
and they run with it.
I can say hello, and he wants me. No, you look at Mariah Carey. All Tupac said was her name, and she fell to the floor. Y'all, you stop playing with me, okay?
Well,
I covered this story on the podcast. Y'all are weak. Okay? Don't do it.
Y'all shit.
Well, you know, I think more people
wait, what?
The gender war spirit is in this man. The gender war spirit is in him.
Hey, yo, yay. All we got to do is say, hi, how you doing, beautiful?
No, some of y'all got, no, some of y'all got.
Man, y'all be committing suicide over pussy. Stop.
Yeah, we're going to jail. That's crazy. I think more
okay, okay, all right, all right. I think, okay, we're going crazy. We're going crazy.
Yell at us and then go back on mute. Be like Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Be like Mike. Everybody want to be like Mike.
Comes in on a daily, and he literally just loosens his tie up, yell at us, and then tie it back up and go back to the office. Like, I've never told nobody good morning besides Alma. So I just feel like maybe y'all stop with the good morning. You know what I'm saying? I've actually never heard none of y'all.
Are you kidding me, Jazz? Are you kidding me?
That's crazy. That's a lie. You're a big fat fucking liar right now. Hey, Mike, you there, Mike?
This is crazy.
Fucking liar, Jazz.
You there, Mike?
What's up, black people? Good morning.
What's going on, bro? What's going on? So are you
Mike,
hold on.
Good morning.
You said that's the first good morning you said to Mike, bro. Really?
That's not true. That's not true. So Mike, you there? You available? Sir. Or you like on it? Okay, so what do you think about the title, bro? Any truth to this?
Every day.
Every day.
See it online. But that would assume that they want marriage. So I can't really say they always do it, but the ones who say they want it, I believe so. I believe they talk their way out. So, I mean, some of the shit they say is like husband repellent, and or the husband that is going to go for that is going to be the dude they're going to end up cheating on or leaving eventually. So, yeah, I don't see the need of people, of women wanting to get married. Just do your thing until it's time for you to get up out of here. I don't see what's the need for. I think women should stop convincing themselves to get married. Just do what you want to do until it's time to go.
Until it's time to
until
go?
Until she's dead. Yeah, until she dies.
Yo, Mike. I can't.
I needed you to expound that until it's time to go. So just get your cat, get your hamster, and just...
No, she can just die. Yeah. She just doesn't have to have a formal marriage. No, she can get a man. Just
this nigga said a hamster, Maya. Do. What is he saying?
Like what?
Oh wow, Mike. I hear you, Mike. Yeah, just hang it up. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe people just shaking off this marriage thing at this point in time and stuff like that. Some have said that the reason why they talk themselves out of this marriage is because they realize that this person is not the person they want to be with. Not the person that can financially take care of them. I heard the idiocy of giving whack dick, which is crazy. You just buy a blue pill or some shit like that, like these young boys be doing, and getting the honey pack, that'll wake things up.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Yeah, this is what we're hearing. So these are all the things. What is it? Tell me.
If yo, yeah, if you gotta take a honey pack,
you sound real knowledgeable on that topic. What's going on?
Yo, no,
if you gotta take a honey pack. Your shit don't you crazy, bro? You're just not hitting.
Let's don't go. Let's don't go left. Let's don't go left. Let's go two left to the honey pack.
Wake it up, nigga. They fucking up their shit.
My thing is this, right? For the time you're in a relationship with a person, right, and you get that ring, it has said that every 10 years a person changes, but you have gotten a ring and you change within the 2 years of you having that ring. We will call that you are faking the funk and manipulation. If you guys really think back, can you really bring up situations where someone has done that before? Like they just changed out of nowhere 2 years down the line. And it's like, yo, what the fuck is going on? This is not the person I want to marry. And then at that time, the title will change because now the man will be backing out of this situation at this point because he see there's no future in it.
I think if you talk in marriage, bro, it's just like any other contract. There's terms and conditions. The terms and conditions is the vows in which y'all agreed on. So if that changes, that's on both of you to fix it. But all that shit you just named earlier shouldn't be the baseline of what a marriage is. If it's the financial, the dick, all that, like those things can influence it. But if your shit is collapsing because of that, then you shouldn't have just never had it in the first place. Again, if you use marriage as a designer bag, I mean, what happens when nobody's wearing that no more? Right? Like nobody's wearing that designer. Is it valuable? Not really. Nobody talking about it. So if you do something like that, if you go in with that mindset, that's why I say, what's the point? Just be boyfriend and girlfriend forever. Just do that. So until you can articulate the real reason why you truly want that specifically, when you can get everything else without it, why psych yourself and trick yourself to do it? I don't believe in forcing people to do shit they don't want to do. So it's not necessary, bro. That shit is back in the day. This is not 1960. It's 2025. There's OnlyFans and Instagram. It's not necessary, bro.
Oh, shit. For some reason, I feel sad. It's all over. It's all over now. Ooh. Because of social media. I was watching this reel earlier today, and the man said, would you rather have $1 million or would you rather have a wife? And the man said $1 million because the wife could take that million away from you. She's not reliable when it comes down to having a wife, but that money is reliable. That was probably one of the saddest shit I've ever heard alone.
No, well, the fuck is not.
The thing is, I do think a lot of people.
The fuck is not.
A lot of people are thinking that way because you've spent 30 years of dating and you've made all these poor decisions. Nigga, you don't believe in yourself no more. So the least you can do is be single at this point. I think that's why a lot of people, it amazes me when I even hear people be like, they're done, they're tired. And I'm like, you're tired of the decisions you made? Like, fix yourself and you will get what you're actually looking for. But you have dated every Josiah. I can't just say Pookie and Ray Ray because y'all didn't date it all across the board. They were just all Pookie. But, you know, you went through college. Some of y'all listen to your single-ass auntie, right? Auntie been single since you known her, right? But you listen to her advice about men, which is crazy. Some of y'all have taken the advice of some of y'all mama, and she ain't never had a man. You've seen it with three of them, right? So I do think sometimes we've allowed the things we've seen in our piss poor decisions to now get to the point where you 30 and you think that dating is the end of the world for dating. I don't know. It kind of be crazy to me, but I also understand a lot of people won't take accountability for the decisions they make, for the nurse that, or whatever.
Think about it. Why are people so obsessed with something they're afraid of? What you obsessed about?
That sound.
You so obsessed, you want to really talk 15 different ways about something that you're afraid of, right? You
don't take this much. What is this thing they're afraid of, Mike?
Imagine if people took this much thought about having sex. We probably would, half of us wouldn't even be in the room because we wouldn't be alive. Like, again, there's not a right or wrong. There's just a what you believe. I don't think you should do something you don't believe in. That's just kind of weird to me. So at some point, we got to start having these conversations and talk about some other shit. Because if you're in the business of convincing people who don't want to do it, what's the point of doing it? Now, if you truly want to do it, then, you know, you're going to take the steps, whatever those steps are required to do it. Because you don't complain to the school that you got to be here for 4 years just to get a piece of paper. You go through the 4 years. And they don't guarantee you nothing at the end. So what's the difference?
Yeah. You want me to fuck you up real quick?
Huh?
I say you want me to fuck you up real quick? Watch this. You know that question that you asked earlier? Well, not question, but I guess a scenario that you saw, like the guy said that would he rather go ahead and take $1 million or a wife, and then he picked $1 million?
Yeah.
Now watch this. The scenario is going to be, I'll give you $1 million, but you can't have sex. Would you take it? You can't have sex ever. Like, I'll give you $1 million, right? Actually, want to know, I'll bump it. $20 million.
I can't. Shit. Can I buy a bot?
Nah, you can't. Like, literally, like, sex is out the window. I'll give, fuck it, $50 million. Oh, that man went out the room.
They can't do that, see? There's no way they would lose the money in a week.
You see what I'm saying? But having a wife is different. It's like, man, fuck all that other shit, but you're not ready to give up sex. I think it's just interesting.
So that's the question. Why don't people just want to be boyfriend, girlfriend forever? Why not? What's wrong with that?
Because they don't want to be the special friend in the obituary.
I don't think that's the reason.
I mean, you can always set up certain things. Like, I know many long-term relationships that's, you know, not marriages, and they're fine. And if you're smart, you can put that all in a trust. You can still be a beneficiary and all this other shit. Like, there's definitely things to where they can get the same benefits.
Yeah. Why not just do that? A licenseless marriage.
There's also ways you can protect yourself without getting legally married, right? So, like, trust, things like that, where you can protect your finances. There's so many things you can do that people don't do. So it's like you're so worried about divorce and what happens to your finances if you get divorced, but you could be preemptively fixing that and you're still not doing that. So it
people, I don't think most people even worry about that, Layla, because they don't got shit. Mm-hmm.
If you're young and you're building something.
Okay. You know,
my bad, Jay.
She's speaking, you scoundrel.
My bad.
No, go ahead. It sounds like you got your mouth full too, unicorn. That's unusual. Are you eating?
No, I'm not eating. I was saying, if you're young and you're planning on building something, whatever you build it in a trust, right? It's just a smart way to think about it to protect your finances. But like what people say and what people are actually doing seems to conflict on a regular basis.
Right. Just so it's time to turn up. A lot of you women on this, you know, in the room and on the stage need to get your ass whooped. So let's go next door to the war floor. I thank everybody for coming out to the Four in the Club Rooftop Talk podcast, where the title is Do Women Talk Their Way Out of Marriage? And now we're going to go to the war floor. Support the war floor. It's to have fun. Not to take too out of, you know, don't get too angry with it. Just not be too serious. Just to have fun. And don't blame me. I'm sending you over there because this is what we're doing. When you guys get into an argument, do not blame me. Hit that link at the top so we get the room popping. I appreciate y'all for coming through. And the ones that believe in me, I love you too. Demon home. The demon home is the war floor? That is crazy. Hit the link at the top. Hit the link at the top. So we can go next door to the war floor. Mm-hmm. Nah, it's September. Oh, shit. Yeah, my birthday is coming up. The 22nd of September. We're not demons. People try to paint us out to be demons, but we're not demons. We're good people. It's the virgin. We're virgins. The blood of Jesus. Oh, my God. I think it was a good topic, though. I'll probably run one back again, probably Saturday. So we have this audio war episodes coming up. We're going to try to get that on all platforms. We're going to get on all platforms. We're not trying to do anything. And maybe we can turn it into a real movie. And don't hate on us if we do get a little script, a little, you know, scene, you know, a little place on Tubi. I watched that sometime too. They had some pretty good movies on there, amateur movies and stuff. So hit that link at the top. We're going to close in about 30 seconds. Don't get lost in the hallway. Not get lost in the hallway. Appreciate you. Bless you.